Perhaps you've heard the presidential slogan, Tippecanoe and Tyler too. Today's feature is at Tippecanoe. What is it, and why is it important? The answer on this edition of the American Countryside. Near Lafayette, Indiana, you can find a site of great historical significance in the struggle between Europeans and Native Americans.
Prophetstown was the location of the Pan-Indian movement led by Tecumseh. Tecumseh led the political side, and his brother, known as the Prophet, led the religious side.
Mary Moyers Johnson is an historian in Tippecanoe County, Indiana. In an 1809 treaty, some tribes ceded 3.5 million acres for about $5,200 in goods.
Tecumseh said, no, these are not the representatives of all of us, and they have no right to cede this land. This land belongs to all of the tribes.
2 years later, William Henry Harrison took a force of about 1,000 men with him to Prophetstown, where he met about 600 warriors under Tecumseh.
Historians believe it's a draw. The implications were not a draw. It made Harrison's reputation as the strong military leader. It totally destroyed the Prophet's reputation because he had promised that they would be invincible to bullets and they would kill Harrison right away.
The battle lasted only a couple of hours on a cold and rainy November day.
Harrison had been riding a light-colored horse, and the Indians were going to shoot the general on the light-colored horse. When the battle started, Harrison grabbed a horse, and it was not his light-colored one.
The man who did ride that light-colored horse was killed by the warriors. Harrison would become the 9th president of the United States, using the political slogan, Tippecanoe and Tyler too, a reference to the Tippecanoe River, where this famous battle took place. Traveling the countryside in Lafayette, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.